Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good day. Here are the top stories of the Manila Times for Monday, April 22, 2024. Today's podcast is brought to you by Wilcon Depot, the Philippines' leading home improvement and construction supplies retailer, your trusted building partner. 16,000 U.S. PH troops start Balikatan drills. Warships from the United States, Australia, France and the Philippines will sail in the West Philippine Sea, WPS, in maritime exercises coinciding with the Balikatan 2024, which begins today, April 22, the Armed Forces of the Philippines, AFP, said Sunday. Balikatan 2024 aims to bolster collaboration and readiness across a range of critical areas, said Colonel Michael Logico, Balikatan 2024 spokesman, including external defense, cyber defense, counterterrorism, humanitarian assistance, disaster assistance and capacity building. France will join the group sail but will only navigate on the edge of the Philippine Exclusive Economic Zone, EEZ, in WPS. The Japan Defense Force was supposed to join the maritime sail but did not respond to the AFP's invitation on time. At least 16,000 troops, 11,000 on the U.S. side and 5,000 from the Philippines, will take part in the Balikatan exercise with the participation of 14 countries as observers. Logico said the objective of Balikatan exercises is to demonstrate the strength of the alliance and its willingness to defend territory. Lieutenant General William Journey, commander of U.S. Marine Corps Forces, Pacific and U.S. Exercise Director for Balikatan 2024, expressed confidence in the strength and capabilities achieved through joint endeavors. On the U.S. side, Logico said the Americans will have at least two ships, F-22 Raptor fighter jets, Apache attack helicopters, Black Hawk helicopters, and medium-range capability weapon systems. Logico said the Philippines will use F-A-50 fighter jets, Super Tucano light attack aircraft, Black Hawk combat utility helicopters and the Spider ground-based air defense system of the Philippine Air Force. Also participating are the frigate BRP Antonio Luna, patrol vessel BRP Ramon Alcaraz, and landing dock BRP Davao del Sur of the Philippine Navy, said Logico. Yulo captures gold in World Cup. Carlos Yulo captured a gold medal in the Doha leg of the FIG Artistic Gymnastics World Cup Men's Parallel Bars Final on Saturday night, April 20, Manila time. The Paris Olympics bound Yulo unleashed a nifty performance and accumulated 15.200 points to finish on top of the championship round. Hung Yuan Shi of Taiwan finished second to Yulo and grabbed the silver medal with 14.966 points, while Caio Souza of Brazil bagged the bronze with 14.566. Yulo, who placed second in the qualification, made it a double medal haul after winning a silver medal in the vault competition about an hour earlier. The 24-year-old accumulated an average of 15.066 points in the championship round to finish behind Artur Davtian of Armenia. Davtian logged 15.166 points for the gold medal, while Yaur Sheremku of Belarus clinched the bronze with 14.749 points. Yulo is one of the three Filipino gymnasts who will compete in the Paris Olympics this July alongside Filipino-Americans Aliyah Finnegan and Levi Ruaviver on the women's side. Yulo and Finnegan claimed their Olympic berths through the World Championships last year, while Ruaviver gathered enough qualifying points through four World Cup legs, including this Doha tournament, to get hers. The 17-year-old finished with 30 points on a silver medal finish at the uneven bars in this Doha leg early Saturday, Manila time, to raise her total to 62 Olympic qualifying points, good for second place behind Georgia Rose Brown of New Zealand, who totaled 70. Delgado first PH female rower to join Olympics. Filipino rower Joni Delgado qualified for the Paris Olympics on Sunday, April 21st, as she made history as the first female rower from the Philippines to compete in the Games. Delgado made her way to the Olympics by finishing fourth in the women's single sculls final in the Asian and Oceanian Rowing Olympic Qualification Regatta in Chungju, South Korea. The 25-year-old clocked 7 minutes and 49.39 seconds in the six-rower race final, where the top five finishers were rewarded with Olympic berths. Delgado thus became the fourth overall Filipino rower to have qualified for the Olympics after Edgardo Marina, 1988 Seoul Games, Benjamin Tolentino Jr., 2000 Sydney Games, and Chris Nivarez, 2021 Tokyo Games. Nivarez could not make back-to-back Olympic appearances, as he failed to make the final in the men's single sculls. Delgado admitted that she doubted making it to the Games, given the stiff competition. Delgado finished behind champion Anna Prokhodin of Uzbekistan, 7 minutes 31.28 seconds, runner-up Shiho Yonakawa of Japan, 7 minutes 35.93 seconds, and third placer Fatime Mojalal of Iran, 7 minutes 37.07 seconds, and ahead of the last Olympic qualifier Pham Thi Hue of Vietnam, 7 minutes 53.08 seconds. Delgado is officially the 11th Filipino Olympic qualifier in Paris as she joined pole vaulter Ejobina, boxers Ymir Marcial, Nesli Pitacio and Ira Villegas, weightlifters John Siniza, Elrin Ondo and Vanessa Sarno, and gymnasts Carlos Yulo, Aliyah Finnegan, and Levi Ruaviver. Study finds microplastics in brain cells. Ankara, a study by Turkish scientists, which found the existence of microplastics in brain cells, will shed light on whether these products, used daily, are a factor in Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, MS, stroke and cerebral hemorrhage in the future. The study conducted by Emre Keltiksi at Turkey's Gazi University Medical School Neurosurgery Department and Sedat Gundogju from Kukurova University's Fisheries Faculty was featured in a documentary in Canada and published as an article in the New York Times. Topping business. PSE keeping target of 6 IPOs this year. Despite geopolitical concerns and macroeconomic headwinds, the Philippine Stock Exchange Incorporated, PSE, chief remains hopeful of an initial public offering, IPO, rebound following last year's poor showing. The bourse still expects 6 companies to go public in 2024, PSE President and CEO Ramon Manzan said last week. The PSE recorded just 3 IPOs last year, down from 9 in 2022, amid challenges such as high inflation and interest rates and subdued economic growth. More companies also left the bourse than joined. 6 companies were delisted, 4 voluntarily in 2023. At the start of this year, the bourse cleared the 13 billion pesos IPO of Saavedra-led Citicor Renewable Energy Corporation, CREC, which has since adjusted the indicative date of the offer from March 2024 to the second quarter of the year. The bourse earlier this month also approved the 7.9 billion pesos listing of Oceana Gold, Philippines, Incorporated, the Philippine unit of Toronto-listed Oceana Gold Corporation, which plans to debut on May 13. The bellwether PSE index, SAI, which at the start of this month seemed poised to rise back to the 7,000 level, has now dropped for 3 straight weeks. It closed 3.25% lower week on week at 6,443 last Friday, snapping a 2-day recovery, and is currently lower than the 6,554.04 posted at the start of 2024. Initial market optimism was fueled by prospects of interest rate cuts, which have now dimmed due to rising inflation and mounting tensions in the Middle East have served to further dampen sentiment. In sports, Jokic leads Nuggets past Lakers. Los Angeles, the defending champion Denver Nuggets, powered by 32 points from Nikola Jokic, shook off a slow start to beat LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers 114-103 in Game 1 of their NBA playoffs first round series on Saturday, Sunday in Manila. The Nuggets, who swept the Lakers in 4 games in the Western Conference Finals on the way to their first title last season, continued their dominance of star-studded Los Angeles, who had dropped all 3 regular season meetings. The game was the finale of the first day of the playoffs, which saw the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Phoenix Suns 120-95, the New York Knicks beat the Philadelphia 76ers 111-104 and the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Orlando Magic 97-83. Opinion. The Times, in today's editorial, warns that the next pandemic lurks and says that we must be ready for it. Read the full version on print or digital or listen to the voice of the times. Featured columnists on the front page are Rigoberto Tiglao, Father Rangelio Aquino, and Francisco Tadat. Learn to live in peace with China is Tiglao's advice to the government, Aquino on a troubled institution and Tadat on whether the war between the First Lady Liza Araneta Marcos and Vice President Sara Duterte can be avoided. For more news and information, read the Manila Times on print, subscribe to its digital edition or log on to www.manilatimes.net. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok and LinkedIn, and be part of our communities on Viber, Telegram, and Mastodon.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Our longest trusted English newspaper since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer, order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice, trusted since 1898.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.